It's game night on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, presented by Progressive Insurance. Give us a call, 1-888-729-3776, 1-888-SAY-ESPN. Myron Metcalf along with Tanitra Batiste here tonight, and we're joined by the senior forward from Clemson, Damira Hines. First off, congrats on that win over Duke. You had 18.7 rebounds in the game. And listen, the Blue Devils hadn't dropped a game in almost 3 months until you guys laid down the hammer. How were you guys able to get it done?
I think we really just stuck to the game plan. You know, sometimes we might sway here and there, but I feel like we really locked in on Sunday and really just focused in on what the coaches put together for us to really be successful and get that game winner.
It wasn't just that game. You all are 6-2 in your last 8 games. What has changed for you all as you get ready for March?
I think we really are honing in on like the little details. Like we really harp on that daily. And I would say that everybody has definitely focused in on making sure that we try to kind of fix those, especially like in practice and everything like that, because practice makes perfect, obviously. And a lot of us are seniors and it's our last opportunity to really make some noise for ourselves before we like go off into the real world. So we just want to kind of see what we're able to do as a group before we're really done with college basketball.
Yeah, and speaking of locked in, you know, one of the premier players in the ACC, Toby Fournier, she had 18 points, but you guys held her to 4 points in that second half. So is that maybe the mindset that you kind of take into a game? Hey, we want to be able to lock in on the best player for that other team and really kind of hang our hats on our defense?
Yes, we do harp on our defense a lot, and we do, you know, credit ourselves on that because I do believe we are top in the ACC defensively for like opponents' points per game. So I feel like we do take a lot of pride in trying to shut down whoever the best player is on the other team. That night, it just so happened to be Toby, and she was doing really good. She was getting me a little bit in the first half, got me in foul trouble real early, but I do think we honed in on making sure that she couldn't get those easy duck-ins or like drives and attacks to the rim in the second half and tried to shut her down as much as we possibly could.
Damira, you've gone from a 51% field goal percentage shooter to 62% this season. What kind of work did you put in the offseason to improve in that area of your game?
Yeah, just working on my touches around the rim. Coach Jay, she gets in the gym with me a lot, especially like before practice and everything, just so that I can kind of get a feel for it before we do anything else live or like as a collective. Just because I know that's where I will get like my bread and butter points, because that is my strong suit. I stay down low a lot, so just wherever I can be most successful and making sure that I kind of like work on that as much as possible. That's what we've kind of done in the off season and right now going into post season.
Yeah, Damira, I think you guys have about 6 seniors that are on this squad. And so when you look back to the beginning of the season and where you are now, like what were some of the goals that you guys set for yourselves and how you wanted to put a stamp on this program before you graduate?
I think for all of us, especially, we just wanted to really make the tournament. Like, I think that was the biggest goal of all for each and every one of us. I don't know if everybody necessarily wants to keep playing after this. I know there's a few of us, but just coming together and, you know, leaving a mark on Clemson and kind of building what could possibly be a legacy for like the girls coming after us. Cause you know, they did just get a really good recruiting class. Yeah. And I feel like, I don't know if this last game was the most attendance we've had all season, but it was definitely a big crowd. And so I know that win over Duke should have really helped with, you know, just bringing in more support for those girls next year or next season whenever they're able to come in and kind of keep the winning going.
Damira, why Clemson for you? Why was that the choice for this next stage of your career?
Yeah, I definitely was kind of thinking about home a little bit in my decision. Since you guys know, I am from Georgia, and this is a lot closer than Wake Forest was. It's like a 3-hour difference, so I think that definitely played a big part in it. And also I just felt like I had a really good connection with the coaches whenever I came on my visit, and even whenever I like spoke to them outside of being around them, they just felt very friendly and like people that I could really get along with and kind of connect with outside of the basketball aspect of everything. And I also felt like my conversation with Coach Poppy, like right before I was about to commit, was a really good one. I am a person of faith, and I felt like he kind of told me and showed me that he is also a man that's led by God. So I felt like that was something that I also wanted that guidance from. And so that kind of just helped me solidify my decision.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on all the success you've had. Congratulations to Clemson on a big win over Duke. Appreciate your time, Demira, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you so much.